Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in on the Inspire Health Podcast. And today's guest, we have Kathy O'Brien. And we actually have interviewed Kathy several times now. And we thought, well, it's kind of impossible to have a conversation
about the illusion of free choice.
The illusion of free choice and how to master your life without bringing Kathy back on and getting her perspective from it. You can check out some of the other episodes. I'll put links to those in the show notes here so that you can check out her other work and other interviews we've done. But Kathy's written a number of books. She talks a lot about mind control and regaining mastery of your life, how to heal from post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of different stuff. She's firsthand had to deal with a lot of that and has really found the path to get out of it. And so we actually jumped in the conversation. We've gotten to know Kathy pretty well over the past couple of years and become good friends with her. And so when she joined on, we just jumped into a conversation. And I'm going to kind of segue here and let you guys join right on into where our conversation sort of started, because we began talking with her and it just kind of jumped into the conversation right from the get-go. So jump in and enjoy the show, and then we'll talk to you guys after, okay? Like Tay and I were talking just a little while ago, and I mean, really, a lot of people are completely oblivious or just don't believe that they could actually be susceptible to whatever kind of mind control or anything along those lines, or even trauma. It's like, well, yeah, but that doesn't really apply to me because I've never been traumatized. So I almost would love to like break down what even trauma is, because a lot of people think trauma has to be like, you know, like the degree that you had gone through it in your life. But Tay and I were talking earlier and was like, you know, Kathy went through this experience where it's like, it was so intense and it was like you became so clear to see the writing on the wall, right? It was like you became then so hypersensitized to just what it was that you could see it from a mile's distance. Whereas I think a lot of times if people haven't had, you know, what they consider to be extreme traumas, then they don't think that they've been
affected.
And then they don't actually think that anything's going on. And I mean, I'm going to pull up a couple of different quotes that we pulled up from people. It's like, there's one here that someone named Joseph Goebbels, Third Reich's Minister of Public Enlightenment. And he said, propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they are acting on their own free will. So it's sort of that idea of just trying to bring awareness to the fact, like, how are we maybe in ways, you know, how does trauma affect things? And then how are people traumatized that they may not even be really consciously aware of, because it hasn't been the, you know, the big T traumas maybe that we've been told about. That sort of idea, I think, would be really cool to bring awareness to that. And then I really want to move into how do you work with it? How do you start to get out of the cycle? How do you start to heal from it? Because that's really where I think so much of your work has been so beneficial, because you did it. So it's like, you know, you've gone through the path. And so what is the path? How do people start that process again and moving out of it to reclaim more sovereignty in their life again?
Yeah, there's so much happening right now with people waking up and wondering what in the world is going on. How did we get in this position of the constant bombardment of negativity that we're experiencing? What's being taught to our children in the school systems? What happened with this virus unleashed on humanity that really changed our world? And people are waking up and they're starting to look at things again and wonder what in the world is going on. Well, my experience in MK Ultra Mind Control gave me eyes to see exactly what was going on when mind control masked as a virus was being used to usher in what Adolf Hitler, George Bush, and Joe Biden termed the New World Order. This New World Order plan is a slave society agenda that's been in place for generations. And it's rooted in the Hitler-Himmler research of the effects of trauma on the human mind. And so these traumas that were being bombarded with, this constant trauma after trauma and fear after fear, is exactly what makes us susceptible and easily led for mind control. And mind control is a sliding scale. In my case, mine was extreme because it was found that the most extreme trauma on the human mind that makes a person most receptive of all and most compliant and easily led is sexual abuse of a child, especially sexual abuse prior to the age of 5 while the brain is still forming. That's why we've got this pedophile agenda being pushed so hard everywhere. It is a mind control agenda. And knowledge is our defense against mind control. And information on simple mind-brain function and how it responds to trauma has been suppressed under national security ever since the since Project Paperclip brought the importation of Nazi and fascist scientists into the United States in the wake of World War II. With them came the formula, the scientific strategic formula for MKUltra mind control of individuals and of nations. And they have slowly been putting it in place because it is found that after 3 generations, any information, any belief, any trauma becomes autogenic. So if you've got multi-generational incest, like I was born into, babies are born more compliant right from the start because it's born into their brain after 3 generations. Likewise, if you suppress information for 3 generations, people tend to forget. They tend to forget some of the amazing capabilities that we've been born with, like defense against mind control, like our amazing immune systems, that the information on that's been suppressed. It's all in this deliberate mind control agenda, this slave society agenda being imposed on humanity. So when we look at mind control as being trauma-based, it can be the kind of torturous trauma that I experienced. It could be the pedophile agenda, the sexual abuse of a child, which is absolutely incomprehensible to a child. They have no place for that in their brain. So there's that kind of trauma. And then there's the kind of trauma of seeing our societies completely changed, everything we ever knew and believed in completely changed in front of us, from politics to education to everything we see around us. And now we're being bombarded with this fear of the environment, you know, and fear of nature. And, you know, anything that's a fear when people are being frightened, they're easily led and manipulated. That is a form of mind control. And people have been conditioned to that now for generations. While pertinent information on our defense against it has been suppressed. It's been suppressed and censored. That's why truth is being censored so heavily these days, because truth really does make us free. And we just need to remember the capabilities and the abilities that we have within us to rise above this imposed negativity that we're all experiencing. This negativity is immobilizing. And information control is a form of mind control because we all formulate our thoughts, opinions, and actions based on what we know. And we need to know that we have some amazing capabilities. We have been blessed with these abilities for physical healing, for spiritual healing, for mental. We have all this capability within us, but we've forgotten it while we're being bombarded with a constant barrage of negativity as though we need this outside input. The answers have been within us all along, and we just need to remember to find it there. We need to remember what we're capable of and have been blessed with. We have to rise above the fear, look at that, gather our strength of spirit, and realize the truth that makes us free.
You know, Kathy, at this point, do you think that when you think of, say, like the average North American population, because like I'd mentioned earlier, a lot of times people don't think that they've been through trauma because they haven't experienced something, you know, that we've often been coined as these big T traumas, the really intense ones, like child abuse or severe war or major car accidents. Yes. Certain things, even certain medical intervention would be considered like a big T trauma for some things. When people haven't gone through some of those big ones, what are some of the smaller ones that play out that maybe people wouldn't be so aware of, that those things can actually create some degree of whatever we describe exactly as trauma, but that can kind of increase our susceptibility to being influenced with different information? What are some of the ways that people might not right off the bat think that they've been gone through certain things, but maybe they actually have?
Losing a loved one is a big one. Even losing a pet is horrific. At that moment, it's really traumatic, and people are more easily led at a time like that. And when they realize that, they'll just be more gentle with their self and be more careful about making big decisions or being led by anyone at a point like that. They need to think twice and make sure everything they do is true to soul. And also even the media, the controlled media, is constant barrage of negativity and horrific information of people hurting each other and everything else. And it's not how people are all the time, but we start seeing the world that way when that's all we're focused on. And whether it's social media or whether it's controlled media or, you know, whatever the fear mongering is at the moment, it has an effect on our brains where we become more easily led. It's like our conscious mind gets frozen in fear or gets frozen in this negativity, and it leaves the subconscious wide open to being easily led. And our subconscious mind doesn't think the way that our conscious mind does. It doesn't have an ability to reason. It doesn't have an ability to critically analyze and use any logic. It just takes information in, and there's no filter on it. So it's just being pumped into our head. Then once it's in the subconscious, it's like an underlying current that drives our thoughts and can influence our moods and our actions. And people become depressed and they don't even really know why. And it's because of this undercurrent of negativity. And we need to reclaim control over that. And there's some very simple methods for doing it. It was a natural part of everyday life back a few generations, but it's been fading out as this world has intruded on the innocent of what life is supposed to be. And I think a beautiful example of that is, look at the children. When they come into this world, their happiness, their joy, they're ready to explore and learn new things, and they're so telepathically attuned, and they're so pure at that point. And then life gets in the way. And then all these rules and all this, yeah, do this, do that, you know, and it, all of a sudden, they're not laughing and playing as much as they were. We all need to get back to that purity, to that innocence within us all, because it's been, the life has intruded on it, not only by a natural experience of life, but it's been enforced really hard through this mind control agenda that has been affecting all of humanity for generations now. Now that people are waking up, we can take the knowledge that is our defense against mind control. And with that knowledge comes the remembrance of what life's purpose is really all about. All of a sudden, we don't snap judge each other anymore with a total lack of compassion, because lack of compassion is the first thing that goes with any level of mind control, whether it's information control or anything else. We lose our compassion for other people and snap judge them, and instead of looking and listening and really understanding. So as people are regaining their free thought now and looking around, they're reevaluating things. They're reprioritizing priorities, reevaluating values, you know, and rethinking what life is really all about, because the beauty of it is not about snap judging and being divided. It's the unity that we all feel naturally when we're living true to soul, when we're living the love we are, when we're living in harmony with life's purpose of why we're really here.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back. Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Kathy, when you came through the other side of all of your hardships, were you able to, like, in your world, like when you're moving through your everyday affairs, are you able to then more easily pinpoint, okay, like that's an effort to exercise programming or mind control? Are you able to pinpoint with clarity all the ways in which we are, things create an impression on us, on the human psyche?
Absolutely. It's easy to see. So much conditioning going on in the United States right now to allow for the steal of elections like happened 2020. And they're conditioning people to, you don't dare rise up and say that there's anything wrong with elections, you know, and they're conditioning people to that in so many ways. Another way they do it is through polls. They always have. These contrived polls allow for rigged elections, and they'll place whoever they want in, steal elections through electronic voting machines like they have since their inception. And they do it by saying, oh, it's a close race, and there's nothing close about it, you know, not in reality. And yet it pits people against each other as though, oh, you're to blame for this, you know. And it's just so it conditions. There's so many aspects to society that way. And of course, we're all seeing the bombardment of sexualization of children and acting like that's okay. And it's not. And as much as I see the mind control agenda being imposed, I'm also seeing how they've lost their grip. These people who were wanting to have this new world order in by now and have everybody under control are losing their grip. 1% less at 1%, I don't know the exact number, but it's like 1.5%. The people got the last injection in the United States because they're on to it. Mm-hmm. And they measure how much control they have over the people by how much they comply. They're not complying. The people are not complying anymore. And they told them to mask up. They didn't mask up. They're not going to do it anymore. They know better. They want to breathe the air and see each other's smiles and communicate with each other, you know. So they're losing their grip in that regard. So I see that aspect too. And then my favorite part of all is seeing people wake up. And it's happening on such a grand scale. And seeing people get out in society, communicate with each other again, communicate with their children again, get active in the school system. It's beautiful what's going on. In that process, people are realizing that we've been misled for a very, very, very long time to the point where our food is contaminated by big pharma. And we need to start purifying it again and allow for our soil to be pure so we can grow healthy food, nutritional foods again. People are reevaluating everything. It's so amazing to see this process and how the only ones really left that are marching to new world orders are the extremists. And we can call them extremists because they appear extreme. When people are under mind control to the extent that they're depersonalized, they no longer see themselves in a mirror. They no longer have feel. They don't feel. They're not connected with themselves enough to feel. They can't even identify themselves anymore, let alone identify truth or anything about anyone else around them. And we see them, and they might look like clowns or have extreme piercings. And instead of snap judging those people, you go, wow, they can't see themselves in a mirror and they can't feel, and they're screaming it to us. They're telling us that, you know, so we all of a sudden we're looking at things a little bit differently. And those are the people who need to wake up yet. And aside from that, back when I was under MK Ultra mind control deep in the swamp in Washington, D.C., being used on a White House Pentagon level, I was right among these perpetrators, listening to their plans, listening to what they were going to do with their mind control agenda. And it was often said, especially by Senator Byrd, that 95% of the people want to be led by 5%. And that was just like a common accepted knowledge among these perpetrators, these arrogant, arrogant people. Mark always said arrogance would be their downfall. But Mark also said, well, then it only takes 3% of the 5% for us to change all this around and restore free thought. And it was such a fun idea and concept. And it's like we saw that happening as we spoke out for 30 years. We were seeing this transition starting to happen. And at this point, it occurred to me the other day, I would think that less than 30% want to be led by anybody anymore. You know, it's like everybody's wanting to govern themselves now, and they're realizing all this power that we have within us, and to stop following these self-appointed leaders that we didn't elect, and reclaim our personal sovereignty, you know, and moving forward in that way. The movement is so huge, and what I'm seeing on a global scale, I'm deeply encouraged by it. I don't really know the exact percentage of that, but just from what was back then to what is now, they totally lost control. It's over. If people would just realize that we already won and claim our victory, stop fearing, stop complying with them, stop caving into their trauma, shut off the TV, you know, get away from their media voice, and start living love. That's where we win. That's where they lose. That's what they always feared the most, is the strength of the human spirit. And they couldn't control it. They couldn't stop us from having that strength of spirit. But mind control stops us from being able to express it. And that was the most they could do to subdue our strength to stand against this slave society agenda. They know we wouldn't cooperate with it. It's against our nature. We're loving. We care about each other. We have a whole different attitude when we live the love we are true to soul. That's what scares them. But people are going back to that at such a rapid rate. It's like spiritually evolutionary what's happening. What an amazing time to be alive, where people are realizing, oh, I'm here for a purpose. I'm here at this time, at this pivotal moment in history for a reason. And it's a beautiful thing to see this evolution happening. What we need to do is take it one step further. Stop complying with this low vibration, dark energy force, you know, hell bent on this dominance effort, and govern ourselves, live the love we are.
You know, Kathy, you said a few really big things there that I think are important to bring awareness to. You talked about the loss of identity, and that's a part of what happens with mind control. And when I was kind of looking up and researching a little bit more about mind control and the Bitterman report, where they looked at what happened to American soldiers that were caught in the Korean War by the Chinese and the mind control techniques that were actually taking place. And one of the first steps on that is it would be the mind control entities assault your identity. That's sort of the first thing. And they were saying, for example, and then basically you just start to question it. You don't even know who you are anymore. You know, like they're saying here, for example, you're not a good mother, you're not a man, and anything else you identify, which is questioned. You're under constant attack for days, weeks, or months to the point that you become exhausted, confused, and disoriented. In this state, your beliefs seem less solid. Apart from sects, all commercials and ads do the same on a subtle level. And I think about this right now, and we were just talking to a friend of ours who's a psychologist, and she works particularly with a lot of kids. And she was saying that over and over again, the biggest things that she sees right now are kids that are confused right now about what they're supposed to, they don't know who they are. It's like they have no self-identity.
Gender crisis.
And there's gender crisis. And there, she said, also a ton of anxiety for fear that they're going to say the wrong thing and get judged for it. But they don't even know how to approach these different topics because it's become so confusing. They're worried that they're going to say the wrong thing and be judged for it. But when I was going through this, I just like, there's so much stuff that feels like on a mass scale, I don't know how you could deny parts of it right at the moment. You know, right. I think about assault on your self-identity. I feel like that's a major one. And we were just listening to the new leader in Italy, and she was basically saying a lot of the same things, just a big assault on everything that we identify with that's wrong, or we can't. So it creates so much confusion, and that's really hard to make decisions around things when you're so confused you don't even know who yourself is anymore. Some of these other ones that just came up as I was looking was just the feeling increasingly of guilt. Think of how much that's played out over these last couple of years, of how we feel guilt that we're doing something bad or that we are bad, you know. Or I mean, I would say across the board that even like
you're causing your grandma to get sick.
Yeah, I mean, even the dialogue around that, on how even if you're asymptomatic, you're not safe. You're, you know, it's like a lot of fear tied around that. I mean, it just goes on. You betray yourself, you break down. And then there is leniency that comes in for a little while. It's sort of like the controllers kind of come in to sort of loosen the reins a little bit and give you a little bit back, so that you, it's like you so appreciate the scraps that you're given that you forget that they're still only little scraps.
We'll give an example of this to the listeners. It's like in Canada, since we've returned, it's like gas has gone, was at $1.30, I think, when we left last August. And right now it's over $2.
It's $2.30 now on the way back home.
But when we came back, it was, you know, it had gone to $2 per liter and it was decreasing, and people were at the pumps pumping, just so grateful that it was below $2 a liter. And, you know, and it had gone from $1.30. But this is where they give you, they take away a lot and then they give you back a little. They take away a lot, they give you back a little. But through that, it's like they're acclimatizing the population to just expect less.
Definitely doing that. Because after all, the goal is that we'll have nothing and be happy. And they're taking us to that as quickly as they possibly can, because they're losing their control and they're losing their grip. And he described it so well, how they're creating this confusion, and then, you know, they give you scrap and so that you relax for a second, and then they come at you again. And it's been really hard on people. It's what you described, the children experiencing, not even knowing what they're supposed to say anymore. Everybody's experiencing that. Mm-hmm. And this mass confusion coming on people is compounded with what I refer to as satanic reversals, because they're used in MKUltra mind control. That's where, like when people sheltered at home and their whole livelihoods were being burned to the ground and people were in the streets, just violent riots. And they were saying, oh, that's a peaceful protest. You know, and it was not, we know that wasn't a peaceful protest. We know that was a violent riot, but they say it so much repetitively over and over again. It starts jamming the brain and causing this confusion. And that's just one example. We've seen so many different ways that these people that are wanting this New World Order agenda totally contradict themselves. And everybody catches it. We hear it. All the COVID stuff, they contradict themselves totally on that. And they don't care. They're wanting to confuse us. They don't care what we think. They don't care if we catch them in lies. That's not their point. Their point is to bombard our subconscious mind and cause that confusion. What we need to do is regain our clarity and step back from all that. And one of the best ways that we can do that, everybody everywhere can do it, is to understand our mind-brain function and the information that's been suppressed for generations now. Because once we remember that, that's the information that Mark taught me for healing from 30 years of MKUltra traumatic mind control, was this simple mind-brain function information. Mark didn't deprogram me. He handed me the keys to deprogram myself. And Mark was a spook and worked the highest levels of mind sciences. And he was bound by laws of sedition from being able to say what he discovered was suppressed under national security on simple mind-brain function. It was kept from mental health. It was kept from society. It was kept from education. It's our birthright information. Mm-hmm. They just wanted us to forget so that we'd be manipulated. And we need to remember that. We all need to remember it. And so one example of that is to pick up a pen and start writing. The very act of moving a pen uses the logic part of the brain. It's where critical analysis, free thought starts entering in.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you move a pen, typing doesn't do the same thing. This is like a brain trip now, where we can get our brain firing again the way that we need it to, so that we can rise above this imposed confusion and negativity. And it's like, write it out. What do you fear? What's the negative? What is the trauma? What is holding you back from being happy? What, you know, write it out. And when you do that, you are able to logically process the information and then add a solution. When you add a solution, you make your brain's neuron pathways fire in new ways because you're having to think of a solution. And because of that, you're lifting yourself out of that negativity, and it gives you a clearer view into how to move forward. This is a simple exercise that was deliberately taken out of the school system on a global scale, because global education doesn't allow for that. They have the computerization and the typing. We need to put that writing by pen back in, because that's a way of processing information. That's a way of moving it through our brains in a way where we can critically analyze it again. And once we do that and start reclaiming our free thought that way, then it's easy to see that it's inexcusable that we're allowing this small handful of people to do this to us any longer. And it is a small handful, because once you start using some logic to it, follow the money, mm-hmm. and it goes right to the same people. Follow the controls over the media voice, goes right to the same people. Big pharma, right to the same people. Goes to the small handful of people that we didn't elect. We didn't appoint them. We didn't ask them to lead us away from our true life's purpose. This is our time. This is our time to reclaim our free thought, free will, soul expression, strength of spirit. And it's happening. It's happening. They lost their grip. But we need people to realize consciously what's going on. And the best way to do it is pick up that pen and write it. Then get out in nature. Breathe in the air. Don't be afraid that the environment's going to crash on us or something. It's Mother Nature. She's so powerful. Let's just get out there and enjoy it. Listen to the animals intercommunicate. Listen to the birds. Listen to the squirrels. They're smarter than we are these days, you know, and see how they interact with each other and share with each other. Pet your dog, you know, that unconditional love of a pet is just, it's so healing. It's so empowering and amazing. And we need to reclaim all that, the simple things in life again, because that's where we reground in truth. That's where we reground in life's purpose and who we're meant to be all along. That's where we find our purity again. And it cannot be squashed. It can't be possessed. It can't be taken from us. It can't, none of that. They can't do that. It's there waiting for us to remember that it's within us to reclaim that strength for ourselves, because only mind control, only control of the mind, only misinformation and lies, negativity, confusion keeps us from remembering that. And we can clear all that with a simple pen and paper and then start living the beauty of that purpose again. It's all so simple. Because it's within us. It's been within us all along. We just got to remember.
Beautiful. Kathy, it was probably about, I don't know, 22, 23 years ago that I came across a video that was actually recorded, that was recording where the Shah of Iran at the time was being interviewed by an American journalist. And this is well after his death, because he, you may know, but in the Middle East, after he fled in 1979, he fled to France. And soon after, a lot of Persians, which is my background, believe that he was killed. But he, you know, on the records, on his death certificate, it said that he died of cancer. But in this interview with the American journalist, he had said that, you know, you have to understand that the media is not there to give you news. The media is there to create an impression, and it's there to control your mind. It's there to control the masses. And I remember watching this video and thinking not much of it. It didn't really have a landing spot at that point. But when COVID came around, I had this, every cell in my body kind of lit up, knowing full well that we were being fed a lie. And this video, I went back and revisited this video and then started to investigate. And then I started to understand a lot of the stuff that was really hard to look at. And I mean, when I came across the documentary Out of Shadows, I didn't really sleep very much for three straight nights. It was a lot to digest and a lot to take on. And I feel like people who are having a rough time coming to terms with what we are now coming face to face with is that the world has been run by psychopaths, because it's something that we can't even relate to. Oftentimes, right. People say, but why? But why? Why would they do that? How do they do that? And it's not really something that we can understand because we're not psychotic.
Right.
That's the way Dr. Northrup talks about it. She would say,
I love that.
Yeah, she says about 20% of the population actually has strong narcissistic tendencies and sociopathic tendencies, which is probably a lot higher than you would think. But she said you can't really understand how that group thinks. And, you know, we had a conversation a while ago with another guest, and it was around the idea of, like, you know, if we can only give some of these people so much love that they would then see things differently and whatever. And it's like, I like the idea of that, but at the same point, I also think you could be just totally taken advantage of, because it's not kind of in the field of how they, like, they would just walk over that and take advantage of it. So I think it's more of a lovingness for yourself, which also has a respect for boundaries and whatnot as well, which I think is a different component of self-love that we have to embody first. Now, before we jump to there's just a couple of things I want to mention too. So as I was looking up some more other information around this too, and we had a conversation with Sean Stone a little while ago, and he did a documentary called Hollywood DC, which I think is a really good one to get an idea of just what goes on with media and Hollywood and just propaganda and how that sort of plays into things. But, you know, you mentioned around New World Order and different things. It's like, I was looking up some of this stuff, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Harold Laswell, but he was the former president of the World Academy of Art and Science. He was a big name political scientist, author of like over 30 books. And he said straight up with that the elite of US society should systematically manipulate mass sentiment. That was his words. And so, you know, you think about what's going on when you hear some of this stuff, like you had mentioned on the World Economic Forum. It's like, I just feel like it's just recycling these things just in other ways, but I just feel like we're seeing it a bit more. One of the other things that Laswell talked about, which I thought was really interesting, he said that he viewed political science as a study of changes in the distribution of value patterns in society. And because distribution depends on power, the focal point of his analysis was power dynamics. And he defined values as desired goals and power as the ability to participate in decisions. And he conceived political power as the ability to produce intended effects on other people. So I think about that. And when you were talking about earlier with how many people are even going and getting the booster shots now that don't want to. So that political influence is lessening in a lot of way. And I think that's why you're seeing tighter and tighter regulations, because they're losing some of that political power. People aren't wanting to go along with it as much. So I just think it's interesting when you can kind of see these stages, you know, and these recycling of things. And when you kind of understand what the bigger picture looks like, you can see when it's not working the same well. And then the same tactics come back in to try and create more strong arm control, which ultimately I think is it's going to just keep backfiring over time.
I think so too. And, you know, they really aren't like us at all. And they don't like us. They think so vastly different from us. And when I was in my healing process, it was, I didn't love them or want to even, because they wouldn't know what that is anyway. It's not their vibration. It's not, they wouldn't even receive it if I did. I'm not going to waste something like that. What they vibrate to is fear, negativity, hatred, anything like that. So it was like, oh, I am not going to give them any more of my energy. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get any energy from me. I am going to live the love I am, true to soul, and my love for humanity, my love for my daughter, my love that I innately am is what is going to motivate me. Not any bitterness or hatred or fear. I do not live in any fear. I don't live with bitterness or hatred. It's that would be so silly. That would be giving them energy that they only have as much power as we give them. They only have as much power as we let them steal. They're a done deal. We are by far the majority. Our vibration's so high, we're so much more. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It's game over, you know, and watching them lose their grip, they get more frantic. But as they get more frantic, they're also showing everybody exactly what they're doing and what's going on. And in this process, people are waking up from generations of this kind of political psychopathic control environment that we've all succumbed to for so long to say, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's only a handful of people now that are waiting on big government to fix this problem. They realize big government's doing it to us. So where do we go from here? And I think the answer is going to be a natural evolution as we all live love with compassion and care for each other and full realization that it's inexcusable to allow that kind of control over us anymore, ever, ever. Mm-hmm.
You know, Kathy, you said a couple of important things to get us back on track with being able to kind of master our own lives again. And you talked about journaling, you talked about spending more time in nature, and you also said minimize exposure. And I think that's probably one of the big ones, that probably the first thing that people can do right now is, you know, when you get that visceral discomfort in your body, if you even connect to it that way anymore, sometimes you almost need to have, just get out, spend more time in nature, journaling, do these different things so that when you do come in contact with certain media and whatnot, that you actually feel that, so you know that that's a signal you can get away from. But I was looking at a quote by Hal Becker, who is a sales expert and negotiation expert, sort of internationally renowned for that. And he said, I know the secret of making the average American believe anything I want him to, just let me control television. You put something on the television and it becomes reality. If the world outside the TV set contradicts the images, people start trying to change the world to make it like the TV set images. So I kind of feel like the first thing you have to do to be able to, you know, like we talked about with your personal identity, again, even knowing who you are and what means something to you, you've got to disconnect from constant barrage of other people's ideas and thoughts of what we should believe. I know for us when, we have very little exposure to content anyways. We don't watch TV. We try and pick up what's going on here and there, but it's just, I don't want to be surrounded by it. We'll go spend time out in the yard. We'll go down by the water. We'll go for walks in the park. We play with our kids. It's like, there's just more time like that. There's just very little time. I don't want a lot of other influential thoughts being bombarded, because I know even if I'm aware of it, I still don't want it there because it's insidious. It sneaks in. You know, it's like, even if I get an inkling on something that I feel is a really important direction, you know, where your body lights up and you get that sort of inspiration that just surges, I don't even want to talk to a lot of people about it because I don't want even other people's influence to give me their ideas and limitations on what they think. Oh, that's a good idea. Or, oh, that's not such a good idea. You should think about this or think about that. I really want to be in that more and more of that divine flow of just what is me, what are my own personal instructions telling me, and then act on it without overthinking about too much of anything. And I know, I feel like if we can, everybody can baby step with that a little bit and taste that out a little bit, but I feel like it's really difficult when you're constantly being bombarded by either asking other people for their advice on things or constantly trying to get information from another source. There's nothing wrong, I think, if part of your divine inspiration is guiding you to watch somebody else's material and then see how that feels for you, but always run it through your own personal instructions to see where it lands. What are your thoughts kind of around that?
I love how you just said that. I agree so deeply on that. It's important that people get back to that point and away from snap judgment and caring what anybody else thinks anyway. You know, when after Mark rescued me and I began my healing process and I was saved for the first time. And, you know, he was such a hero. He was everything. He was showing me what love is, what integrity is. I saw it all and I loved him so much. And he wouldn't have anything to do with me because he said, you have to know who you are to have something to give in a relationship, and you need to heal first. And so that put me into healing really fast as I could go. You know, love is the greatest healer. But at the same time, once I had, you know, written my past and need to find out who am I? It's like, I can't decide that from outside input, because I had that for the first 30 years of my life and it was bad. Mm-hmm. So who am I? I think I kind of thought maybe ego means perception of self based on other people's perceptions or information outside yourself. And I didn't want that. I wanted it to know really who am I. And so I went to the base core energy of my being, which is love, and chose to live the love I am, and found such an immense strength there, strength of being, that it helped me to stay rooted in that space where the inspirations are and who I am, true to soul. And Mark and I fell in love from that point on. And it was the most amazing relationship we had, because since I'd healed from within, I was 100%. He was definitely 100% knew who he is. And so we were 100-100 instead of 50-50 push-pull. You know, it was all just, you know, this beautiful, beautiful forward relationship. And we started speaking out and raising awareness on what this political agenda was.
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.